This is Ozarks at Large, and with me for the first time in 2020 on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy decade. Although there is some debate about whether the decade really starts this year or not.
Yes. Can't a decade begin and end whenever you want, as long as it's 10 years?
Yeah, I guess.
So a decade ended.
Yeah, so, yeah, at some point a 10-year period ended, correct?
That's right.
Well, every year a 10-year period ends.
Every day a 10-year period ends.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got that settled.
We're sober, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
That's correct. Let's talk
about medical marijuana here.
Let's talk about solar power. There's an item on Talk Business and Politics at talkbusiness.net that indicates 2020 and beyond will be big for solar power in this part of the state.
Well, yeah, you know, I checked with Sebastian County Judge David Hudson and Fort Smith City Administrator Carl Gefkin back in June, or maybe it was July, to see if they're looking at solar power, because it seems, as you know, seems like every other week, if not every week, some city government or county government or organization or energy company in Arkansas is announcing a new solar deal, a new solar plant here. And, you know, just one of the most recent was the small city of Paris here in the Fort Smith Metro. They're building a 1.5 megawatt solar array that they say will operate most of their city operations. So I checked back in with the judge and with the city administrator, and sure enough, they're moving forward on it. Sebastian County is working with a company, a consulting company called McKinstry. They're out of Seattle to look at, what's viable, who to work with. Just kind of it's a review. It's a 180-day review that began September 17th. So hopefully early, not too far into 2020, they'll have a response back. And they're also working with OG&E, Oklahoma City-based utility provider that provides electricity to a large part of the metro area. And the city is also looking at solar. They're working with OG&E on that. Now, it's unsure if some of that power would come from OG&E facilities in Oklahoma, or if they would build a new solar array in Arkansas. And then the other little tidbit that Carl Gefkin, the city administrator, let us in on is that they're looking at working with a company to build these charging stations, electric vehicle charging stations in downtown Fort Smith. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate if that's the most convenient place for people who pass by the region, but their take is that, you know, if they can get them downtown, maybe while they're charging, they'll eat at a restaurant or do some business. So that could be another interesting development in 2020.
Well, it's pretty interesting, and you know, it's been a long time since we first heard the predictions of solar making inroads into the power grid, but it's happening.
You know, seems like every 6 months or so you hear of the technology improving, and I think that's one of the things we're seeing, that the cost of solar, the solar panels have become much more efficient just in the last few years, and the cost of insulation, the cost of operation have come down quite a bit. And I know the Solar Energy Industries Association, they say it's a $17 billion industry, and they say it's on track to double in 5 years. So by 2025, it could be a $34 billion industry. That's a hell of an interesting gain for, you know, as you said, an industry that just a few years ago we were thinking was kind of a small little ancillary, you know, unique operation.
Well, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is anything but small and ancillary, and it's going to grow a bit in Fort Smith. Some people may have missed this because the official announcement came the day after Christmas, but the VA is planning to build a standalone clinic in Fort Smith. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, it's almost a 46,000 square foot facility. It's going to be down on Phoenix Avenue, next to where several restaurants, including Gassano's, Uncorked, JJ's, or just a mile or two down from, or not even a mile, it's probably half a mile down from other restaurants and hotels there on Phoenix Avenue. But it, you know, right now, they're in a very small space over in Baptist Health over on Dodson Avenue. In fact, it's such a small operation. I have to admit, I didn't even realize they had a clinic there until I was doing background for the story. But they've been working on this for over 2 years, according to Tim Allen, head of the Fort Smith Chamber. And the kind of the key thing is that obviously with a much larger space, they'll be able to bring their own equipment, serve more people, and add more staff. They're looking at about 100 total jobs with doctors, nurses, and support staff. It'll be about a $10 to $12 million construction. That doesn't include, you know, the furniture, fixtures, and equipment. And as you know, that sometimes that medical equipment can be pretty pricey as well. But and there is a demand. There's something else as I got to digging around. In the Fort Smith Metro, there are close to 4,000 VA disability, or people receiving VA disability or pension compensation in the region. And that doesn't include just other veterans who aren't receiving disability or pension. But it will serve a good purpose in terms of providing access. I think right now, you know, if you really need more access than you can just get, or more help than you can just get at that small clinic, you know, you have to head to Fayetteville or Little Rock. Right. So hopefully this will help some people, help keep some people in the area and make it more convenient for them. We don't yet know. I think it's likely to open in the first quarter of 2021. But we'll know more about that as that, you know, they don't have construction plans or details about when they'll start yet, but they think first quarter of 2021.
And then there was the announcement just a few days before Christmas that Fort Smith is a winner in something we talked about briefly a few months ago, the Levitt Amp Grant Awards. This helps bring music to the city. I think it can be up to $25,000 to help bring live music into a city.
Yeah, $25,000 matching grant. Yeah. So it's $50,000 total with the match. And yeah, it brings in live music. You know, and this is through 64-6 Downtown, which has proven themselves. You know, they're the folks behind the Unexpected Festival. They've already brought some concerts and some art exhibits to downtown. So I think what people are excited about is that, you know, this group, 64-6 Downtown, which has proven itself, you know, effective in making interesting things happen, now they're going to be in charge of working with other groups. You know, Talisa Richardson, the executive director, you know, she said, she's told us that they're going to work with the city, with the Central Business Improvement District, even folks at Chaffee Crossing, to really look at creating what they're calling an inclusive community event. So I'm looking forward to kind of see what kind of music they bring. And this is going to be, it's not going to be in competition with the Peacemaker or Blues Festival. This is, you know, in addition to. So just another event from downtown area, which, I've been watching the downtown area since the early 90s, and this is by far the most, these last 3 to 5 years, by far the most momentum, the most positive things I've seen happen.
And we should point out, it's called the Levitt Amp Grant Awards. AMP stands for Amplify yes. Music Place. That could get confusing for some people here in the
right.
next few months, because it's not that AMP.
Yes, it's not that end. Yes, that's a great point.
Well, next week will be the end of another decade, and we'll talk then. How's that?
Okay, perfect. I'll set it.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of this and much more at talkbusiness.net. Have a great weekend, Michael.
Hey, you as well, sir.